We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, it's 2 o'clock. It is Carlin and Reese at Sports Radio 94 WIP, 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. It's almost officially training camp. Rookies select veterans. They're in attendance. Isaiah Peterson, Reese.
Peterson.
Yes. Yes. Well, yes.
How about that?
Yes. Could have been Isaiah Matthews, Reese, but we'll get to that a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
Carlin and Reese at Sports Radio 94. WIP, as the Eagles open up today at the NovaCare. Yeah, everybody has to report by Thursday, but at least there is the smell of football in the air, and we have a lot to discuss in that regard as we get set for the 2017 season. And it kind of starts right here, and it's almost a blank, you know, a fill-in-the-blank type situation. And that is, this Eagles season is going to be a success if blank. And that to me, you know, that's a very, very interesting and open-ended question. And one that, when you really think of the big picture, boy, there are a lot of different definitions about what a successful season for the Eagles could be. For me, a successful season is making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that would certainly be a successful season for this team, considering there are some who don't think they will. It'll be interesting talking with the Peeps over the next few weeks and our expectations for this team. You know, and some will come in with, I guess, lower expectations, and they could increase as people get a chance to see this team shape itself into what it's going to be for the 2017 season. We won't truly know that until after that third preseason game. That's when everyone will come up with their conclusion on how they feel about the team. You certainly want to make sure you get through this preseason without any injuries. That's always the number one objective for teams when they head into training camp, is that you want to start the season off with your full complementary of players. And so, especially your best players, you want to have all those guys ready to roll when you kick that ball off. I don't even know what is it, September 7th? When is opening day? 10th?
September 10th.
September 10th, okay. Yep. When that day gets here.
That's the Sunday, excuse me. The Thursday night is September 7th.
Right.
I was thinking the first Sunday of the year.
Well, no, that's what I'm talking about, the Eagles. Yeah, the Eagles getting started September 10th. So you certainly want that to be the case. I look at this team, man, and I haven't been shy about how I feel about them this year. I am very optimistic about the team this year. I think rightfully so, considering what they did last year with the obstacles and adversities that they were faced with. They still managed to be a respectable football team that looked like they were headed in the right direction as long as they addressed certain areas of need in the offseason. And I think for the most part, they've been able to do that, some with free agency, some with draft picks. Either way, they didn't come into this year, or they haven't gone into this training camp with some sort of glaring need that just went unattended this offseason. I think the last little bit there was getting LeGarrette Blount signed at the end. We all were concerned about the running back situation after the draft. But getting Blount in here at least gives you some sort of stability there and a little bit of comfort there. I'll tell you this, man, it's as simple as this. And I think once you shake down and go through everything that you like and dislike about the team, at the bottom line, when January rolls around here, for me, I want to feel good about my quarterback and my head coach. And that's a successful season to me. I know what the expectations are. I've already put mine out there. But if I get to the end of the season and I feel good about Doug Peterson, meaning I'm not talking about or we're not taking calls on they should fire Doug Peterson. Have they fired Doug Peterson? Who's going to be the next coach? I want the season to come to an end, whenever that is, with me feeling comfortable about my head coach. Well, and that goes double real quick for the quarterback. That goes double for the quarterback.
And they're much, much, much separate issues, obviously. It goes double, triple, whatever you want for the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's the biggest question of the year. You cannot find yourself in a scenario mid-season where you're asking the question, is this the guy? That cannot be anything. That's a nightmare situation, frankly. With Doug.
Mid-season or at the end of the season?
I'm thinking
about end of the season.
I'm even thinking mid-season if I'm asking that question. I want to know that he's the guy by the middle of the season. But with Doug, you know, what I said is the idea of a successful year is making the playoffs. And I know that my expectations is not that that's going to happen, is that that's not going to happen, that they're going to come close but fall short. But with Doug, I think it's pretty tied to his future, whether or not we're talking about this a year from now, whether or not we're talking about his future. And I want to set the bar at that level. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to think about strides and steps forward and this is the process and all that. You know, I want to go from A to B. And A to B to me, even though I don't expect it to happen, everybody's telling me how much better this team is. A successful year is making the playoffs. That I'm going to make it just as simple as that. If the Eagles make the playoffs, the progress, everything, all of that is there. If they don't make the playoffs, I'm going to be disappointed, even though I don't expect them to make it.
You want to be on both sides.
Well, it's not being on both sides.
Sure it is.
No, it's I think this is going to happen, but if we get into the year and the opportunity is there to make it and they don't, that's a disappointing season. I think for anybody, that would be a disappointing season.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, so for me, that's all I'm going to base it on.
Is if they get in the playoffs or
yep,
not.
That's it.
If they don't get in the playoffs, they missed the playoffs at 9-7, Doug should be fired?
I didn't say that. I said I'll be disappointed, and I don't think it's a successful year.
Okay, well, that's okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, a successful year for me is just going to be cut and dry.
Right, make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's it. And, look, I think one of the biggest factors to getting there is going to be Alshon Jeffrey. And he is the best player on the offense, there's no doubt. But we have seen the last couple of years some different things pop up with him in Chicago. To me, this has to be a dominant number one receiver in the league, okay? Not the best one overall, but when I look around the division, I look at Odell Beckham, I look at Dez Bryant, Alshon Jeffrey has to play on that level.
Yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey, to me, 90 catches, 1,400 yards, 10 touchdowns. Let's go. And for him, I'm sure that's what he's thinking too, because he's got to get that big, big money that he didn't get this past offseason. Mm-hmm. We love the fact that he's motivated. We love the fact that the Eagles can do that. But I think if that doesn't happen, it's all going to be close to out the window, because he was the number one import of the offseason.
Sure. I mean, his success is going to be tied to Carson Wentz's success. I mean, that's really what it's going to boil down to. If Carson is playing well, Alshon will be playing. Alshon needs to be healthy. He needs to be out there for 16 games. I mean, that's what Alshon needs to do. He needs to be out there for 16 games. He needs to play hungry. If he's out there for 16 games, he'll get enough targets. He'll get enough catches. He'll score. All that stuff will happen. But when I look at this offense, when I look at the offense, it's going to be an offense that spreads the ball around. These guys are going to get their fair share. If I'm going by what has been a custom or what's been sort of the norm under Andy Reid-ish type of an offense, they spread the ball around. Even when T.O. was here as our number one receiver, he caught 75 balls. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think Westbrook may have caught the most balls under Andy Reid at 90. And a lot of those are coming out of the backfield, obviously. But that's going to happen. They're gonna throw the ball. They're going to spread it around. I expect his numbers to look good. But the big thing for me and for Doug with Carson is How do you manage the close games? That's where you're going to make the difference. That's how you go from 7-9 to 10-6. Mm. It's winning the close games. That's what happens. You have to win the close games. The majority of the games in the NFL are going to be 8 points or less. That means we dissect every bad play you call, even if it's only 3 bad plays you call, because all 3 of them are very important. So when you have close games, every play matters. And Doug needs to be able to coach in those high-pressure situations, come up with the right play calls, put his quarterback in the right position, manage the clock well, timeouts well, and then most importantly, Carson has to execute during that time. He has to execute. When I think back to last year, we had opportunities in games to win them. And this is the reason when people talk about you can't count close losses and don't matter if you play 7 or 6 games within one score. Yeah, it does matter. Know why? Because throwing the ball 40 yards down the field in Detroit instead of hitting Zach Ertz coming across the field is the difference in you winning that game, losing that game, or having an opportunity to win it. That's inexperience from Carson. You want to go to Washington the next week when you're down a score. You're holding the ball, patting it, patting it, patting it. You take an ill-advised sack. You know, plays late in games. Missing Jordan Matthews in the end zone in New York. You know, those are things, close games, that we all gave him a pass for, as we should have, because it was his rookie year. I need those this year. Mm. I need those. When you turn those into wins, that's how you end up in the playoffs. That's how you end up in the postseason. When you're the number 2 overall pick, you have the ability to do that. I need to see that. If Russell Wilson can go to the Super Bowl as a 3rd-round pick in his 2nd year, and Andrew Luck can be in the AFC Championship game in his 2nd year after taking a 2-14 team to the playoffs his rookie year, I got a guy too. My guy. I need my guy to step up and do that. If Dak Prescott can be a 4th-round pick and win 13 games, my guy got to do that. I need my guy to do that. I need my guy to do that.
At the end of the year,
my guy needs those. He needs those type of wins under his belt. Guess what? The special quarterbacks, they snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. That's what they do.
And that hadn't happened yet.
That's what they do. They snatch. It's easy to win the games where you're up 2-3 touchdowns and you're front running. Yeah, but when the game is critical and it's tight, you need to make the right throw. You need to make the right play. And his head coach needs to be making the right play calls. That's really what you need to see. That 2nd-year leap from both of them. And at the end of the year it will be a success, in my opinion, if those doubts have been erased. I'm out on faith right now. I know I'm, you know, the Doug Peterson faith. It ain't a lot of us out there. Mm-hmm. I'm out there with you, though, Doug. I'm out there on that limb for you. Carson, I've been singing your praises an awful lot. Take on any argument somebody throws my way on your behalf. Need to get it done, buddy. Need to get it done this year. You know why we won 11 games my 2nd year? You go back to that year, we weren't a dominant team. 5 made plays. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have a lot of weapons over there. He made plays late in those games. We won a lot of close games at the end, snatching victory from the jaws of defeat. A lot of it dealt with him being special. That's what we need. See, when you're special, it don't matter that Nate Brown and Charles Johnson and Torrence Smith are the guys that's with you. When you're special, you raise the level of play of everyone else. Now you got weapons. I need you to play like you the number 2 pick in the draft. That's what I need. He has to play that way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.